Welcome back to the Rutter Ranger pregame show. Zach Taylor, and joined as always by head coach Eric Ezar. And coach, it's been a little while. You guys had a bye week this past week. I guess a question would be, what did you guys do over it as far as practice? Did you kind of give the guys a little bit of a rest, or did you guys work even harder, I guess, than you normally do in practice?
Well, you know, last week being the bye week, we took our grades are going to be coming out this Friday or the end of the 6 weeks. And so we practiced during the period, and then we gave the kids an hour for tutorials, and we came back and practiced a little bit, tried to just clean up some stuff, work on little things, and just get better at those. And this week it's been kind of back to the grind. That's our big word is grind, and that's what it's been this week. I think last week we had some thunderstorms kind of come in. It was kind of cloudy, so it was a little bit cooler, and we weren't going full pads every day. And so Now it's kind of back to the grind, and it's been, 94, 95 and hot and full pads. So, just getting the kids' legs kind of back under them was nice, but now they're tired again. So it's a never-ending battle, but the kids have battled through, and so we're proud of them. They're working hard.
Well, let's talk about the game that you guys had before the bye. That was a 41-24 victory over Navasota, down 24-6 there late in the third quarter, and you guys came back. I mean, I kind of coined it on the air. I think you guys are the comeback kids this season. I mean, you guys have had to come back in every single game, and you've won two out of the three. I mean, it was a tremendous comeback victory for y'all.
Well, and not everybody probably remembers this, but back in the 70s and the 80s, I've always been a big football freak, and they used to call the Cleveland Browns, they were the cardiac kids.
Yeah.
And cardiac, because they give you a heart attack every week, and I think that's what we got, the cardiac kids. I think we have a lot of talent on offense and defense, and just kind of getting them to play the right way a full game is kind of been the challenge. We have a lot of sophomores, starting and playing big minutes, and I don't know if it's the beginning of the game, they get a little nervous, and then once the game gets going, they just kind of play like the way they should, and so I really don't know. We've got some kids who, just they're very resilient, they don't quit, and they keep fighting, and I've been very proud of that. And so, you can look at it two ways. As a coach, you're like, why are we not starting well? Or you can say, man, I got a lot of kids who really fight back. So I try to look at it a little bit of both, So as a coach, you want to find a way to maybe start a little faster so you don't have to do that. But, I'm glad I'm not Navasota, and I'm glad I'm not Elgin as far as having to have somebody come back and beat you. So I think maybe it'll teach us two lessons. One, we need to start a little sooner. And two, if we get ahead, we better put our foot on their throats pretty quick so that they don't have a chance to come back like what we have.
Well, in coming back in against Elgin and now against Navasota, it seems like your guys, if they go in the half and they're down, they're not going to lose that confidence. They say, hey, look, we've been here before. We've been able to pull out a win.
Well, I think that takes maybe a little bit of the nerves out of it. The big game against Montgomery, just going back watching the film. And I've been trying to talk to the kids this week about, it's kind of hard because I wasn't here last year. And so I wasn't in the game. But watching the film, they got down 35-0, And so it really wasn't much of a game. So, watching film, I think we have a great chance of beating these guys. They are a good team. But, I think we can beat these guys. And so, I don't want to, one part of me doesn't want them to watch film that much and get maybe overconfident. And then the other side, I think, here are these kids that got down 35-0 to the same team last year. So then I'm thinking, okay, where are they mentally? Right. And so we've been trying to tell them, hey, man, just go out there and it's not about everybody's, Rutter hadn't made the playoffs ever. And so, the big thing to me is not putting too much pressure on them. Just go out and have fun. Just, go play. Don't worry about all that. It's a game. Go out and play and have fun. If you do that, everything will take care of itself.
I want to talk a little bit more about that Navasota game. You guys were able to – it seemed like the momentum really shifted in that second half when you guys were creating turnovers. I know in those first two fumbles, only able to turn that into 3 points, but I think you could kind of feel it in the stadium that things were starting to turn y'all's way whenever you're starting to come up with fumbles.
Well, and I think that, defensively, we have a really good defense that's very athletic and can make things happen. And I think like the offense, they've been kind of hot and cold. And, when people start driving on us and stuff, they've kind of bended and hadn't broke. But once they start playing kind of to their potential and they start, sacking the quarterback and creating turnovers, it just kind of feeds everything. And you can see our confidence. I just think we're such a young team that we don't realize how good maybe we could be. Mm-hmm. And I think that when those turnovers and you start seeing that good flow, those kids, they start kind of bouncing.
Right.
And they start realizing how good they are. And I just, to me, it's like – you know, sometimes we're like the beautiful girl in high school who's the homecoming queen, but she looks in the mirror, she doesn't see a beautiful girl. And I think that's kind of where we are right now, is that, you know, we have a chance, I think, to be really good. We just have to realize that when we look in the mirror that we are pretty good, because I think there's still some, you know, down deep from maybe seasons past where, you know, they think that maybe there aren't winners. And so, but I really do think that, that, you know, as things go, they're going to see that they are winners. And I think that's where the ship will turn.
You guys coming off a bye, now you're kicking off district this week. How beneficial is it to have a bye right before you start district play?
Man, I may have to answer that next week.
Really? Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Byes are kind of, you know, it gets you healthy if you're you've been injured. Mm-hmm. We had a few kids that were, you know, hopefully Malcolm will be back this Malcolm Manley will be back this week, so you know that's big. You know, I think it's big as far as the week before we're able to focus on academics a little bit, and hopefully that'll pay dividends of not having anybody failing or losing anybody. But you just always kind of worry about being a little bit rusty. Mm-hmm. You know, you kind of get into a groove. You play every Friday night, except, you know, even scrimmaging from the summertime, you know, and then all of a sudden you don't play. So you always kind of wonder, okay, big game, you sure don't want to come out dropping balls or throwing bad passes or not tackling. We've been practicing on it, but you just never know sometimes,
right,
you know, coming out on a bye how you're going to go. But the good thing is pretty much everybody we're playing is coming out of a bye too, so, you know, it should be the same way for both people.
I want to talk a little bit about the Montgomery Bears. They're 1-2 this season, but I think that can kind of trick you when you look at it on paper, because they played some really, really good teams.
Right. You know, coming from Willis, I was kind of like the junior high coordinator for the whole district. It was like 18 teams in the mm-hmm. district. And, you know, their kids who were in their sophomore class are very talented. They were like one of the best top two teams in that junior high league when they were all seventh graders and eighth graders. So we know the talent they have. They're young. They're young like us. You know, offensively, Brock Bofing, he's probably one of the better, you know, quarterbacks in Texas in his class. So he'll probably be the best quarterback we've seen so far. The Jalen Washington kid, number one, he's a home run hitter. I know he tore his knee up last year. But, you know, seeing him since seventh grade, the way he can run, I mean, he can hit a home run. You know, he can break a long run anytime.
Yeah.
So they have some really explosive kids on offense. And I think it'll be kind of very similar to the Elgin game in that a lot of their kids, you know, they're going to put their best kids on offense. And their defense, I'm not saying their defense isn't good, it's just their better athletes are on offense. So it may be kind of that, you know, shootout type game, or, you know, I think our defense has an opportunity to really step up this week that, you know, if we can keep the shooting out and the defense can shut out, then it'll be a fun game. So, you know, I don't know. I think, you know, for me, the last 3 weeks, to think that we've had all close games, we're probably going to have another close game. I mean, that's, you know, if I was looking in the crystal ball, that's what I would think. But, yeah. You know, you just never know with 16 and 17-year-old kids how they're going to come play. You know, I'm waiting for our defense. I think that, you know, even talking to Coach Poth, you know, he says his defense always kind of turns week four, mm-hmm. and that's when they really kind of get the scheme. We have some great athletes on the defense, and so, you know, this may be the week where the defense really comes and just shuts people down. And I think they have that ability. It's just, we, again, got a lot of sophomores. But I think when the light comes on, they're going to be, you know, a shutdown type defense who has shutouts and only allows, you know, 10 points a game. So
yeah.
If that happens this week and we score a bunch, it could be a lot of fun. I think it would be a lot of fun either way. But, you know, I think that's kind of what we're waiting on.
You mentioned Brock. Much like EJ, he's a coach's kid. So you've got two quarterbacks that know their systems kind of inside and out because they've got their dads coaching them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been watching him since he was in seventh grade, and he's a smart kid. He's tall. He's kind of your prototypical type quarterback. Mm-hmm. I think he's like 6'3", 6'4". You know, throws the ball well, smart kid. So, you know, he's going to be a big challenge for us.
Offensively, as you said, there might be some opportunities for you guys. Keith Ron Lee, a guy who's been having some really big performances. How important is it to get the ball in his hands?
Well, you know, I think it's really important. You know, and the funny thing is, you know, each week you kind of think, oh, they're going to double cover him, they're going to bracket him, and so you kind of have a game plan of like, okay, if they do that, where do we go with the ball? And mm-hmm. and we feel like we have a lot of kids who, you know, also can be very successful if they do that. And so we always game plan stuff to get him the ball, and especially with our fly sweeps, and just manufacture some stuff, and then, you know, then he goes out and just makes some great plays. So, you know, we're just hoping, you know, we're going to put the ball in his hand and see what happens.
With this being the first game in district, how important is it to set the tone early at the beginning of the district season?
Oh, I think it's real big. I mean, because, you know, I think you look and you know, if you look, you got Huntsville and you got A&M Consolidated, who's kind of the cream of the crop. And if you look at our schedule, we play them last. Mm-hmm. So I think it's only natural as a coach. You look at it and you think, you know, you kind of need to get off to a good start because you don't want to have to go into the last two games and know you have to beat one of those two to get in the playoffs.
It's a big matchup tonight. It's the district opener between the Rudder Rangers and the Montgomery Bears. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, Andre and I will get you set with the starting lineups. Again, you're listening to Rudder Ranger Football on KAGC 97.3 FM.